Tosfos in Brachos on Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, says that according to Blazim and Azariah that holds a Kom Pesach is only Nechel Ad Chatzos, but it doesn't become nicer according to Blazim and Azariah till the morning, as the pasuk says, Los Asim Menu Ad Boker, it's Mashma only Baboker that it becomes nicer. And so he said, it just means it should eat everything before Chatzos, the Kom Pesach, because after Chatzos, you will not be able to burn it till the boker, and you will not be able to eat it. But you see from Tosis, the contemplation that it's us to eat Kom Pesach after Chatzos, but it doesn't become nicer till the morning. And that's the Xeris HaKosad, Lo Zosu Meno Ad Boker, that the Chalois nicer is only without Alas HaShachar. However, the Sugya in Psochim and Daf Kuf Chof, which says that the Mishnah, the Pesach Acha Chatzos Matamis Yadayim, goes according to Blazim ben Azariah that Pesach is only Nechel Ad Chatzos, and for the Lashon of Gemara it says Alma Mechatzos Havalei Nosa Mantana Amav Yosef Blazim ben Azariah. So from the Lashon of the Gemara it sounds that it becomes Noisa Ad Chatzos, not like what Tosfos said. And the Rashbam there says, this is the Lashon of the Rashbam, the Nafka LeMikvod Achilas Pesach Ad Chatzos Mechatzos Havalei Nosa. For Haidiksev Loso Sivimeno Ad Boker, Lisvefa Osser, the Ad Boker, Lavba Svefahu, Ava Kurubakiva Log Misukma, the Lide Lo Havili Noisa Ad Haboker, Vlomatami Adaim Elami Boker, Elach. But so Tosfos says, the Rashbam says that according to Balaam Zaziah, it taka becomes nicer after Chatzos. When it says Ad Boker, Ad Boker is only for the mitzvah Sveif of Nosu. So if you look in the Tosefta is Perkei Alocha Yud, says Pesach Einu Nechel Ela Balayla V'Einu Nechel Ela Ad Chatzos V'Ein Chayovin Alav Mishum Noisa V'Ein Machshava Poselis Bo Mishum Pigel Ad Shila Amud Hashacha. So who does this Tosefta go by? So from the Resha is Mashma that it goes contra Blazim and Azariah, because it says that it's only Nechel Ad Chatzos. But according to that, it should be, why isn't it nicer, and it should be Machshavas Pigel if you have in mind to eat it after, to be Zorik the Dam of Manas, to eat it Lacha Chatzos. From the Sefer, that you're not Chayav Mishum Noisa till Amud HaShachar, that sounds like the Tosefta is going to Bikiva, who holds that the Kom Pesach is Nechel Kol HaLaila. So the Ozavua is bothered by this, and he says, this is the Lashon of Kashli, the Shila Ave Psochim, Daik, the HaPesach Einu Nechel Ela Chatzos, Midiktan B'mas Nisan, HaPesach Achach Tzof Netamis Yadayim, Al Mechatzos Hav Yenoyser, Upetosefta de Psochim Tanya, the HaPesach Einu Nechel Ela Balaila, Einu Nechel Ela Ad Chatzos, V'ein chayovin alav mishum noisiv, ein machshava poselis bo mishum pigel, at shiol amud hashacha, amul haba ha lo talya. So you see from the Ozavua, who's bothered by this question, that the Tosef is going according to Blazim and Azariah, and so he's bothered because from the Tosef that says it doesn't become noisiv after Chatzos, only Baboka, and our Gemara, in Daf Chav Chav, in Psachim, says that it becomes noisiv. So in order to interpret this, it seems that according to Blazim ben Azariah, that Kom Pesach is Nechel only at Chatzos, there are two halachas in Kom Pesach. That one halacha is because of the Etzim Hekdash of Kom Pesach, and the other halacha is a halacha in the Kima Mitzvah. In the Hekdash of Kom Pesach, it's like a Shlomim, it doesn't become nicer with Chatzos, but only Amud HaShachar. But then there's another halacha that we learn from the Ochlus Abasa B'Layla Hazeh, that the time of the Kiyum Achilas Pesach is only till Chatzos. And proof to that is that Rav, the Gemara, here we have in Psachim and Kuvchof, that says, that Rava says Achol matzah b'sman aseh achol chatzos lo belozu v'zayin lo yotzi dechavaso mishum de iskis lepesach. Now, if the halacha, the din of chatzos or kantu v'zayin was a din in the Shem Kodesh and the Hekdesh of Korban Pesach, and it's one of the din of Korban, and part of it's chalos kedusha, so l'choy, that has nothing to do with matzah. Matzah is not Kodesh. So why should matzah mava be tali in chatzos as well? So you see that the locha of chatzos, according to Blasim and Azayu, is a din in the kima mitzvah of achilas pesach, and the kim mitzvah achilas pesach, matzah is hukash to korban pesach, and therefore it also, according to Blasim and Azayu, requires that it be eaten before chatzos. And the Reb Chaim said that in Korban Pesach there are two halachos of achila. One is a halacha of achila because Korban Pesach, when exists because of achlus abos b'layla zeh, but then there's another halacha of achila Pesach because kachim kalim, and that's. Then the general halacha of achaltof nes shukecha ma'aser degoncha and so on, b'chovos b'choch, and all kachim kalim nesvaba for the mitzvah achilas, the mitzvah achila, and as relates to the mitzvah achilas kachim, so Korban Pesach is not different than other korbanos. So according to this, we can explain the Tosefta, because in terms of the Ozu's question. Because according to Belos Medezaya, who says that Korban Pesach is Nechel only at Chatzos, and nonetheless, there's no din of Nois and Pigol, according to Tosefta, that's Chal till Amud HaShachar, that's because Nois and Pigol depends on the Hektish of the Korban. And in that respect, in the Etzim Hektish of the Korban Pesach, it should be Nechel till Kol HaLaila. So it doesn't become noisa till the morning, till Amud HaShachar. But the halacha of Chatzos, according to Belos ben Azaria, is halacha in the kiyum mitzvos achilas Korban Pesach, and that's only on Chatzos, according to Belos ben Azaria. But noisa doesn't depend on that. So noisa will only become till Amud HaShachar. And according to this is for entered also Shita Satoisis that holds our contemplative of Zosia, who says, as is the position of the Tosefta, that after Chatzos it doesn't become Noisa only till the morning, because the Noisa depends on the Hektish of the Korban. And the halacha of Chatzos is not a halacha in terms of the Hekdash and the Chalos Kedusha of the Korban, but that's a halacha in the Kima Mitzvah. And when the Gemara says that a quantum of the Messiah, that it's Metamis Yadayim, and over, that becomes Noisa of his Manu after Chatzos, that's it doesn't mean that the Mamish becomes Noisa. It means that it's, he'll have to interpret it that it's Osub Achila. That could be that Yisur is only Midrabonim. But it could be that it's a din d'oraisa, that after Chatzos, or comfortable towards Metamis Yadayim, so since the mitzvah achila of Korban Pesach, a comfortable Messiah is only till Chatzos, but there's a special halacha by Korban Pesach that it's that it can only be nechal, k'mitzvasa, namely for the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and that again is learned from the ochlus abos b'layla zeh, b'layla v'lo b'yom, that Korban Pesach is nechal. It's not that Korban Pesach is only nechal b'toras mitzvahs Korban Pesach, and not b'toras achilas kachim. And therefore, according to Belos Azaria, it's also to eat it after Chatzos. And the right to that is that the Kum Pesach it can be in the Hekdesh that it could be that it could be beyond Chatzos, and here to din of the Kima Mitzvah is that because we see that Kum Pesach. Because if it was to us Achilas Kodesh Kalim, Kum Pesach Shlochoy should have been able to be could to be eaten, because Kodesh Kalim even on the day of the Shechita on Yudalit, after the Zvikas Adam, because betovas from the tzad of the Kodesh of it, since it's also Kodesh Kalim, so it should have been eaten at that time. So Kochach that the Gzeiras HaKosov to Ochlus Abosu B'Layla Zeh says that it can only be eaten by Laila, not by Yom, and not after Chatzos when it's not going to be eaten according to Belozo Ben Azayel L'mitzvos of Korban Pesach. Now the Ramban, if you look in the Ramban, the Sefer Mitzvos, when he it's Mitzvos Aser Yud Beis, when he counts the Mitzvos Shoshocha Chavav. He asks on the Rambam why the Rambam is mashmit the mitzvahs asay that it's us to eat Kum Pesach b'yom shchitoso. So it could be based on what we just said now that the Rambam thinks that the pasuk the belay that from the Gzeiras HaKosov belayla v'lo b'yom not only it doesn't exclude just a separate isa to eat b'yom, but it's Gzeiras HaKosov that Pesach can only be nechel. And similarly, therefore, it can't be eaten according to Belozim and Azaya after Chatzos, and therefore, if you eat it by Yom or after Chatzos according to Belozim and Azaya, that's also. And so he doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah because that's included in the mitzvah achila and the din achila of Korban Pesach. Now, in the Toras Kohanim, there's a machloikis between Ben Azai and Tanna Kamma about Shlomim Haboim Machmas Pesach, Moisu HaPesach, that according to Tanna Kamma, the Nechol Liyom Valayla, and according to Ben Azai, the only Nechol Balayla, and they're not the only Nechol Balayla, and the only Nechol Tzli. However, they're like regular Shlomim that they require Smicha and Tnufa Schos Veshok. So, according to Ben Azai, who holds, why is it that there's a difference that he says that it's by Moshe Pesach that he holds that it's only Nechol Balayla why is it different than so according to Balaam and Isaiah, why is it that he distinguishes that he says that it can be nechal only according to Ben Azai, why is it that he can be nechal kol alayla, but it can't be eaten mevushal? If it can be eaten, let's say according to Belozer and Azaya, kim mitzvosa, so it has to be tzli. Let it also be eaten only at chatzos. So you see from there. Because Mosa HaPesach is not Nechol Mitzvah, it's not eaten the night of Pesach. So those halachas that are part of the Hekdesh of the Korban, so those halachas apply to Mosa Pesach also, and therefore he thinks that it's Nechol only, only Kol HaLaila. But the but you don't need Chatzos. Because the Chatzos is a loch in the Ki Mitzvosa. However, that it's Nechal Tzli, he holds that's part of the din of the Hektish of the Korban, and of Etzim Korban of Kum Pesach. And therefore, that requires is required even by Moisa HaPesach. And apparently the Rashbam that thinks, as the Pashas Lugmah there in Pesachim, is that it becomes Noisa after Chatzos Kontumal of Ben Azariah, that he thinks the Chatzos is not just a Halach and the Kiyim HaMitzvah Achila, like the Toisis in Baruchas and the Tosefta. He thinks that that's part of the, that's that the Chatzos is part of the Kedushas HaKorban and the Etzem Hektash HaKorban of Korban Pesach, and therefore after Chatzos, since it's also to be eaten, that's part of the Etzem Hektash, and therefore becomes Noisa at that time as well.